Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Madden Voice special edition of the Madden Voice. Show number 51, Thursday, June. Geez, rushing the spring, almost summer along. July 18th, show number 51, special edition of the Madden Voice. Tonight's show is for one reason only, really. Tonight is to allow each of the 10 players rep nominees to discuss why, in fact, they should be the chosen one to be your players rep for representing the tournament players group for the Madden Federation. Now, you know, just a little background, and you probably want to check the Madden Lab and get on the forums there. And you know, over the next few days, those announcements that are on the Madden Labs forum will also be shared with other major forums. But as of right this moment, you'll find it on the Madden Lab. And maybe to catch up as to what's been going on. But just the brief Cliff Notes version is that there is a group of people from the tournament community and considered primarily tournament directors, and also to include the Madden Lab and the Madden Voice that will be discussing what's going on in the tournament community in an attempt to get everybody on the same page, have some standards, have some unity, and you know, really bring some structure and some organization to the community and attempt to bring it to the next level. And that's just a quick version. But with that is what's going on with the actual tournament player, the guy that goes out and plays at KOTC or plays at Harrisburg or plays at Players Bowl or plays out in A1's tournament or Big City or LAB, Thurman or Boza, or you know, any of the national tournaments, Jay Rios, any of the national tournaments going on. How do you guys feel about what's going on? And so what was decided is 10 players were nominated, 10, to be narrowed down to 3. And those 3 will be the voice of the tournament players community and connect with the Federation on issues as we go through and try to reshape things. So that's just a quick Cliff Notes version, okay? And so we are expecting 9 of the 10 to call in tonight, talk a little bit about why they should be your players rep, and hopefully take questions from you here on the Madden Voice, either through call in at 347-838-9525, or you can catch me on Instant Messenger, and I am located at EAFL, the great league that I represent, EAFL Commissioner on America Online. So one of those two places you can catch me, and as of right this moment, the chat room is open, and we're also monitoring Twitter as much as possible. Follow us right now on Twitter, and you'll catch us on the Madden Voice. All right. We're not going to necessarily do this in any order, but I do want to be sensitive to people's personal lives and issues and things and limitations, and I am aware of one nominee who has some limits, and so I've agreed to let him go on first. So first person we want to welcome to the Madden Voice, someone that we know from the boards and certainly his affiliation with Game Time Philly, but first person up is Bad News. Bad News, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, man, what's up? Thanks for having me.
No problem, brother. Good to have you on. Appreciate it. Glad you could make it. Glad we could work out the scheduling challenges. I'm glad it finally worked out for you.
Yeah, thank God, man. I had to do a whole bunch of stuff for my boss to make up for it, so it's worth it.
Well, we're glad you could make it, and certainly we're pleased to have, you know, 10 strong candidates to be players reps. It's the who's who of the tournament community, player side of things, and anybody who wins is certainly, I think anyone who actually wins the election will do a good job. So starting with you real quick, first of all, maybe take a minute or so and just tell everybody, you know, who is Bad News?
Well, I've been on the scene for 2 years now. As everybody may know, I'm part of Game Time Philly, and something that Bobby Storm recruited me for is my leadership skills. I might not be the best at the game or anything as far as that go, but like I say, and you see some other people in my crew say, if it wasn't for me, they don't know where the heck Game Time Philly would be today. And if I'm elected, I will hope to share with the community why I'm a leader, and hope I can share that and they can see that as well, the qualities that those who selected me as being one of the 10 to be selected, and Bobby, who also elected me, I want to just show and prove to the community that that's what I am, a leader.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, I don't have a lot of questions, but one question I will ask is, if you are faced with a situation as a player that you've talked to a lot of the tournament community and they express a concern in one direction, but your personal opinion or feelings are in another direction, you don't agree with it, but you're the player's rep, how would you handle that challenge?
Well, it depends exactly what the subject matter is. I would never let my own personal feelings decide something that the community wants. I don't think that would be fair. I think that's very, very unfair. So by me being a rep, I'm there for the community, and sometimes to make those tough choices, if it's something I don't agree with, if it's for the better good, you have to put those feelings aside and just do what's best for the community.
All right, that sounds great. That sounds great. Again, 347-838-9525. If you have a question for Bad News, you can ask it in the chat. You can certainly call in. We'll do our best to kind of get it real quick from them before we have to let them go. And you can certainly IM the question at EAFL Commissioner. I'm also going to introduce, and I'm trying to recognize phone numbers here. Remember, if you want to be heard, when you dial in, please press 1, and I will get you on the show. And if I recognize this number correctly, I believe a fellow Federation member, I believe this is the one and only Gambino from the Madden Lab. Is this Gambino?
Yes, sir. What's up, Kimesh? How you doing?
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm just listening in.
Okay, no problem.
I want to hear what the fellas have to say.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
What's up, Bad also, News? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good job.
Thank you.
Also, I'm also going to – I did this on Tuesday, and he was at a city council meeting, so let's see if he's at another city council meeting. A1, are you interested in have any questions or just listening in?
Oh, man, I'm at this other meeting, man, called Pirate for All the Human Resources People for my live scan business. But is drama on the line?
Possibly. I didn't get his number in advance, so – possibly. I got a lot of callers on the line, and I'm not sure who's who. So I wanted to get Bad News first because I know he's got to get back to work. So
yeah, I actually got a question for both of them, but I can't even ask her right now. So I probably have to ask him on the boards. But you can pull me back or you can mute me.
Okay, no problem. All right, we're gonna leave A1 muted there. And all right, now I see some other. Let me just see who these other. In case there's a question, this could also be another player's rep. Not sure. 347 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, is me? I'm good.
You're on.
Oh, yo, what's up with young fella?
Young fella, what's going on?
How's everything going, guys? Bad News. What's good. Up?
What's up, man?
Nah, I'm chilling, watching a Met game, just doing a couple things right now. Figured I'd take my opportunity to call in, get on here nice and early, and stick around for a little bit, you know?
All right. Well, hang in there. Let me see. We'll get back to you momentarily, so hang in there, young fella.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Also, 908 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice. 908,
hello?
Welcome to the... Yes, sir.
Yes, hey, how you doing? Hey, I just want to... I actually got a question for a couple of the Madden Federation candidates.
Okay. Well, we have Bad News is on now, and he does have to get back to work, so we wanted to get him on first.
Yeah, no, I understand that 100%. I'm with Drama's crew. Drama's crew is called the Brotherhood, and I'm actually on here to actually represent him. I'm actually announcing my new membership to the Brotherhood. It's so amazing. I know not too many people know me out there in the area, but I practice a lot in my home away from tournaments because I don't get the time because I work a job basically like, 50, 60 hours a week, and I'm just trying to let the Madden world know this year that I'm representing Brotherhood heavy. And just because Drama is a new face or a rookie in the Madden world, you can't just hate on that. I mean, there's a lot of other people like The Problem and, people like that, have been doing it for years. And, NJ Rod's been hosting tournaments and playing since, he's probably been 20 years old. But, you can't hate on somebody for being a rookie in the Madden world. I think he has a lot of aspects to bring to the game, a lot of ideas. He's going to college for a business major. So
Let me do this. Appreciate your support of Drama. Hang on to that. We're not going to lose you. But
no problem, sir.
I want to just make sure because I know Bad News is to get back to work, and I respect that as a working man myself. So
well,
don't go nowhere.
I got to, 9:25, so I'm all right for right now.
All right, so you got a few minutes. Okay. All right, I'm gonna 908. I'm gonna mute you back for a second, but we will bring you back so you can continue tooting the Drama horn because we definitely want to hear it. Hang tight one second.
No problem.
All right. If anybody out there has a question for Drama, sorry about that. If anybody out there has a question for Bad News, 347-838-9525, and press 1, and I will get you on. If you don't have a question for Bad News, you can still call in. Hang tight. I'm still going to get to you. We want to hear from all the players' reps. Let me go real quick over here to 626 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on? It's a problem.
Problem, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
Good. All right. We got Problem, one of the other reps. Problem, we're going to get to you shortly. Just hang in there, brother.
Okay.
All right. All right. Doesn't look like we're going to have any. Doesn't appear that there's any questions for Bad News. So, Bad News, I know that you're free for another 10 or 12 minutes. So I'm going to mute you back. And if we get a call or a question for you in the next 10 or 12 minutes, then all right. Wait a minute. We may have one now. Hang tight. Hey, tight. Let me go back to Mr. A1. A1.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought A1 had a question. I was wrong. All right. So, Bad News. Go ahead and hang around. I'm gonna ahead and mute you back. But if we get a question for you in the next 10 minutes, I'll get it to you. And if not, then I'll just leave you on mute. And I'm sure there'll be some questions on the boards. But we appreciate you calling in and speaking so well about what you would do as a players rep. We appreciate that.
All right, that's no problem. Another thing, too, I'm going to still be able to listen in, so if anything, if I have a question and I'm not on the line, I'll just aim it to you or something.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right. Before we go to the let's see if the interview uploaded. Oh, I don't know that the interview uploaded. All right. I have a pre-recorded interview. I'm not sure it uploaded, so I may have to upload it again. Okay. All right. We are going to go back to Young Fella. So let's bring Young Fella back on the line. Young Fella, welcome back to the Madden Voice.
It's been a while. I miss you, man, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, you know what? As far as the last couple of minutes, man, I feel like it's already been an hour. So
that's how it is.
And we appreciate it. This is a big night to try to really hear from everybody. And certainly, you're one of the unique voices and unique characters. And I say that as a compliment of the Madden.
I appreciate
community.
That. I appreciate that, Commissioner. Thank you.
No problem. So why don't you take a minute now, and for the people that don't know you, tell them a little bit about who Young Fella is.
All right, well, I just want to give a quick hello to everybody. I know Thursday night, the difficult night to get a lot of people listening on the radio. But, you know, just first and foremost, just want to, I guess, thank, you know, whoever put me in this 10-man group. I don't know, you know, who made the decision, but, I mean, I guess I appreciate it. You know, it makes me feel like the work I put in is kind of well appreciated. But just on another note, I mean, like, I don't know. I was talking to Problem about this last night. I know Problem's going on right now. Like, I feel like this is a position that, you know, it's kind of hard to campaign for and tell people, like, you know, this is why you should want me and, you know, this is what I'll do and all that. Like, I feel that it's more like it should kind of go on what people already know about you. And, you know, like, I mean, I think that people should have been able to look at that list and, you know, have their reasons for voting rather than kind of be, like, bought and sold in a campaign manner. But, I mean, with that being said, though, you know, I mean, there are people who are new to the community who are probably going to contribute a lot more than most people in the community now that really don't know any of the 10 of us. So, you know, with that being said, I guess it would be a good time for me to just let people know who I am. You know, I'm 22, just graduated college, going to law school in, on August 8th, actually. I'm leaving for law school. I'll be moving down to Texas. So that's just a brief history. I mean, Madden-wise, I've been playing since Madden 2003, which, I feel like I've been kind of on an elite level from that point forward, which kind of puts me in rare company because, you know, it's longevity that you don't really see in Madden. You get a lot of people that come for, have their two-year run, three-year run. I mean, outside of really, like, I believe me and James and maybe Eric on that list, you're hard-pressed to find somebody who's been around as long as we have. You know, just I've been playing the game since, since 92, but competitively since 2003, you know, was in the EBC when the EBC was around, 03, 04, 05. Now I'm the commissioner of the Horsemen, which I'm sure you guys, most of y'all know us. It's me, Hypnotic, Cheyenne, Fool, Newton, and Shutdown, who Shutdown, I think he pre-recorded an interview. He'll be on here later. You guys will be able to hear what he's got to say. You know, Shutdown's another excellent candidate. I mean, I think Shutdown, you know, he's great. He hasn't been around as long as some other people, but, you know, he's done a lot of great things for the community. As far as other things I've been doing, I mean, the people who are on the Crew vs. Crew conference calls kind of know that I think kind of me, Bobby, and Truth took a real – we kind of put our best foot forward with that one. And I think, you know, like I don't like to toot my own horn. I kind of promised I wouldn't come on here and toot my own horn. I just, you know, would hope that my, you know, my credentials and my history would speak for itself with what I've done in Madden over the past 7 years. But, I mean, you know, I think that me, Truth, and Bobby kind of really got the ball really moving on that one. There was a lot of stagnation and people were doubting what was going to go on. Like, you know, we put a lot of hours in and, you know, we putting rules together and all that. So, you know, that's just a brief history of me. I mean, you know, like I said, I've been around for a while. I don't plan on going nowhere. I got the crew with me, and that's it, you know.
All right.
I feel like a lot of people know already about me. I've never been the kind of guy I like to talk about myself. So it's easier for me to field questions than to talk.
Right, I hear you. And just to clarify, I mean, I think that, you know, when we talk about democracy, you know, if we just went off of what people thought they knew instead of allowing people to hear directly, you know, it's not exactly fair because, you know, then we're going off of limited perception. You know, we're going off of a message board image or maybe someone met somebody once at a tournament, so they're going off of that image. At least this gives some level of consistency for all the candidates, and it hopefully levels the playing field a bit between, say, you know, a guy like a Problem who, you know, front and center, been on TV, been on, you know, the Madden Nation and all of that, and a Bad News. You know, it kind of levels, at least attempts to level the playing field. It gives everybody a fair chance to be heard. Democracy at its best.
Yeah, we love the Madden voice versus democracy.
You got to get behind the democracy. You're going to law school there, brother.
Hey, I'm all about democracy. I love the democracy. You know, let's have everyone calling. No, I agree. If we just went off message board personas, I mean, I'm one of the biggest message board jackasses that you'll probably ever meet in your life. So it might help my case a little bit to get on the phone tonight and let people see kind of beyond young fella and, you know, kind of get to know Joe Trunzo and see the kind of person I am and what I can bring to the table. So.
Right, and I think that's exactly that. What you just said really summarizes it. Is there's a certain person on a message board, and then there's who's the man or, you know, who's the person behind that persona. And I think people need to get at least a flavor of who that person is as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'm going to I've taken note of your number, so I'm going to go ahead back and mute you. And if we get any questions for you, you know, either individually or collectively, I'll bring you right back on.
Perfect, man. Perfect. Again, thanks a lot for having me on. You know, I appreciate the opportunity.
Well,
we appreciate you coming on the show. All right.
All right.
That was young fella. All right. And so far we've heard from Bad News. We've heard from young fella. And let's just take a quick minute to reset.
Hey, Pete,
and I'm also,
Pete, real quick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I know I spoke the problem earlier, and I know he's got to run somewhere here in probably the next 20 minutes or so. Can we get him to the front of the line?
Yeah, we sure can. We can go to problem right now. So just see, all you got to do on the Madden Voice is ask, and you shall receive. That's if I can deliver. All right, back to probably, arguably, one of the best-known names in the Madden community from a player's perspective and a competitor's perspective, and I believe first time on the Madden Voice. So, Problem, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. Great.
Have you gotten? Are you still celebrating the Lakers' victory? I follow you on Twitter, so I've seen the virtual celebration on Twitter. So
definitely. I mean, it's crazy over here. Everybody wants to blow up their own cars and stuff.
Yeah, I never understood that. You know, oh, we're so happy we won. Let's set a fire. I mean, I never understood that.
Yeah, me either.
But
Black Mamba for president, though.
Black Mamba, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, now I get to hear the entire off season why Kobe Bryant is better than Michael Jordan, and no disrespect to Kobe. Kobe's great, best in the league today, but hasn't quite hit the Jordan level yet. Gotta give him a little more time for that. But,
definitely.
But hey, listen, you know, this is you're one of the most known people in the community. You've been on TV. You've won national tournaments. You were at Turks. I mean, the bus. I mean, everybody. But just in case there's new members of the community, just tuning in and just trying to get their feet wet and just getting into the game and just getting into the tournament scene, take a minute and tell everyone who exactly Problem is.
Okay. I'm Eric Wright, a.k.a. Problem. I've been playing Madden since 93, playing competitively since 2005, 20 years old. I'm going to school right now for business management, and pretty much as far as Madden goes, I played on every level, from the lowest level to the highest level, which means local tournaments and playing in your house, to going out, flying out to Madden Challenge, playing in Times Square for Madden Nation. I mean, I've seen what a well-run tourney should look like, and I know what it should be like as far as the players' point of view, and what the players should expect out of the promoters and vice versa. And I know what a bad tournament has been like, because I've been to a few of them, and where you have someone guarantee money and it ends up being 25% of what they guaranteed and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'm not gonna. As far as the accomplishments, I think, like I said, I've won on every level that you can win on as far as Madden goes, and I think that I don't know if that should play a part in being a player's rep. I mean, some people say it should, some say it shouldn't, but That's my resume for Madden, and I'll let everybody else decide if they want me to represent them as far as Madden goes.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, I think that's a good question for the community to answer. Does someone's on-field accomplishments mean something? Certainly, no one can deny your history in the game and you know the statement that you make about. Knowing what a well-run tournament looks like, I don't think anyone can challenge that with your reputation and your history. I've heard things said about you like arguably the best to ever play the game. What do you think? You know, take a minute, take the modest. I know you're a modest guy. I've heard you on other shows, and I follow you on Twitter, and I've seen you on TV. And take the modest hat off for a second. Are you the Michael Jordan and maybe one day the Kobe Bryant of Madden?
I don't know. I'm not into bragging and boasting about what I've done. I always looked at Gene as being the best ever to play. So
okay.
If I had to say anyone who's the best ever and has been doing it the longest, I would say Gene. But at the same time, I think I've done pretty well over the years. And has accomplished just as much as anybody. So if somebody did make an argument for myself, I wouldn't be surprised that they did. So I guess you could put it like that.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Sounds good, man. I'm gonna leave you on the line, and you can stay on as long as you can. Gambino said that you may have some time limitations. You know, certainly everybody will have a chance through the message board system to ask questions if they like, but we wanted everyone to have a chance to hear the contestants, the candidates live, and you know, the show is going to be archived as well, so people can play this back and hear everybody. So we appreciate you coming on. Hopefully this won't be the last time we get you on the show. You know, we know you're cool with another radio show and that host, and that's okay. You know, we want to get you once in a while. Just come in, just swing by and say hi. Just wave
definitely
to the commission and just say hi.
Every time I tune in over there, that host is talking about how he beat me this year. So I don't know. See him and then we're cool, and then he's doing his thing on the radio.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they say the sun shines on a dog's behind once in a while, right? That's what they say. So I guess, you know what, though, I ain't going to lie. If I played you and I got a win and you had just got in a car accident and just got out of the hospital and we played a game of Madden and I won, yeah, I'd be talking about it, too. I'd be thinking, yeah, I'd be proud of
them. That's funny.
All right. Hey, appreciate you coming on the show, and good luck with the election.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Right.
I'll be around for a good 15 or so.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, cool.
Cool. All right. So just to recap for a little bit, we have heard from Bad News, we've heard from Young Fella, and we've heard from Problem. And currently they are all on hold. If someone calls in and has a question for them, or if someone wants to instant message a question, let me just peek at the chat room real quick and just see if there's any questions. I don't see anything there in the chat room. Just some nice, good conversation. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Good conversation going on in the chat room about the candidates. So keep that going, too. If there's a question, you can go ahead and post it in there, and I will make every effort to address it with the candidate. I want to shout out to NJ Rod, as I see NJ Rod is in the chat room doing a great job talking about the candidates as he knows them. So some good support there. And everyone did hear Gambino's on the line. And let me also just say a quick hello and bring on representative from LAB Productions, although I don't know which one. So I will just say we have a representative of LAB Productions on the line and also a member of the Madden Federation. Welcome to the show.
What's up, y'all? It's Manny.
Manny, what's going on? I know
what's up,
one of you two.
What's up, Manny?
One of you guys.
What's happening?
Well, just wanted to recognize you. Saw you sitting there. Did you have any questions or any comments, or are you just listening in?
Yeah, I'm just taking it in.
All right. All right.
What they got to say.
All right. No problem. Just wanted to say hello to you. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute, but if you have anything you want to say, just press 1, and I'll get you right back on.
All right, cool.
All right. So just trying to recognize the people. You know, guys, I'm going to, you know, just as a quick second, man. You know, the Federation, there's so much going on, and a lot of meetings, conference calls, and discussions on things. And just so that the community understands, when we talk about the Federation, we are talking about inclusiveness. And, you know, even though we have 12 members now, we are looking at systems and ways. And just as this is a way to bring the tournament baller front and center, we're also looking at ways to bring in other Madden entities and bring them to the table in some type of capacity. We have not worked out the details yet, but just so that everybody understands, if you are involved in Madden and you have a voice and you want to be heard, there will be a method for you to be heard and to share your thoughts, your concerns, your constructive criticisms, or your compliments as to what's going on. And you just got to give us a little bit of time, because it's a lot of work. I mean, just being point blank, you know, it's a lot of work, and it's just going to take some time. But hang in there, and your voice will definitely be heard. So, all right, let's see. I am going to go to, I'm not sure who this is, so let's go to 201. 201.
Hey, what's going on?
Voice.
What's going on?
Drama. All right, Drama. We're going to bring Drama on, and we're going to go back and bring 908 on. I forgot his name, but This is campaign manager for Drama. What's your name, sir?
So Amazing, sir.
So Amazing. All right. So we have So Amazing, campaign manager, and we have Drama, the candidate. I'm going to give you guys the floor. Actually, let's go ahead, and I kind of cut So Amazing off earlier, and I apologize for that. I wanted to finish up with bad news. But you were making some good points about why Drama should be a candidate.
Yeah, no, I was definitely doing that before. I know I was a little excited before. But, you see, the thing is, like, I just overheard Problem talk before, a young fella and things like that. But, see, the thing that nobody knows really about too much about Drama is, see, last year he started this whole crew of the Brotherhood. And, you know, I met him when he was first also in the first tournament scene, if you want to put it that way. And, I'm not going to lie. You know, Madden players, everybody knows it. Everybody starts playing in their houses, start upgrading to online. Everybody starts doing the tournaments in person, things like that. I took Drama to the hood, man. I'm not going to lie. I took him to the hood to play against the most gangsterous Madden players you could think of, you know. And right from there, just the swagger that I saw him have, how he, you know, he played under pressure and, like, you know, like the trash talk didn't get to him. Like, right there, that just showed me that he had Madden heart. And from what he did in just a 1 year's time, just to get his name out there and his crew out there, I mean, it's endless for the next couple years.
All right. That sounds good. I mean, and there's a reason why he made the first cut to be one of the first 10. Drama, you know, why don't you take a minute and tell people who is Drama, and then follow that up with why you should be one of the three players reps for the tournament scene.
Well, I just started off. Well, first off, let me just give a shout out to everyone in the Brotherhood and NJ Vod for giving me the opportunity for making this happen. And I just started off this year and playing competitively in Madden and that. And then after a while, Rod saw some potential in me, and then he's like, I guess. As far as, like, wanting to help out in that, so I started helping him out with doing some practice tournaments and just setting everything up and all that good stuff. And ever since then, I've just been on top of everything. I'm on the Madden Lab 24/7. I got, like, 3,000 posts in, like a couple months' time. Like, I'm always on top of everything in the Madden community and stuff like that. And I believe I would make a good candidate because of the fact that I'm always on top of everything. I know what everybody wants, even though I've only been in the community for maybe like a year now. But I kind of know what everybody wants. I hear everything. I take everything into consideration. I'm not an asshole like some people. I'm not saying anybody in the candidates are assholes, but I'm not one of them. You can talk to me. I'm not hard-headed. I don't really talk shit that much, but, you know, that's just my personality. But I think that would be good for the job, really. It's about me.
Okay. What would you say would be your best asset? What's the one thing about you that you say, hey, this is why you guys, if you had to pick one quality or one trait, what would that be that you would say, this is why you guys want to pick me?
I would say I probably never give up on what I think is right. Say, like, if I think one thing is right, I'll keep going at it. And so, like,
you're fading in and out there, brother.
I don't give up on what I think is right. Like, say, if someone has an opinion on something, and I really think I strongly agree with that opinion, I will make sure as to that's the way it should be done and that's the way it should go, really. I think that's about it.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. All right. Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. I think, so far, you know, we've heard from four candidates. I mean, it's going to be tough, and we got eight more to go. It's going to be tough for the community to really narrow that down to three. So far, you guys all make good points as to why you'd be players rep. So, I appreciate your thoughts and your words. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute, but if we get a question or something for you, I will take you off mute and bring you right back on.
I'm going to think.
All right. Appreciate you coming on and appreciate I went back and when Drama started talking, I just went ahead and muted So Amazing so that Drama could have the floor. But we still have him on, too, if we'll let him come back on at some point as well if time allows. So, all right, I'm going to take a minute now and go ahead and play the interview that was pre-recorded, which shut down several hours ago. Shutdown had to work tonight. And, so we're going to take a minute to do that. In the meantime, if you want to call in, 347-838-9525. If you have a question for one of the candidates, that's the purpose of the show tonight. And feel free to call in and ask a question or send me a instant message at EAFL Commissioner, and I'll get it there. And I'm doing my best to see what's going on in the chat room, so you can certainly post something in there. Cannot guarantee that I will see it, so you may have to post it a couple of times. But feel free to go for it. In the meantime, this was pre-recorded earlier with Shutdown. All right, and we are here on the Madden Voice, and as we attempt to bring all of the nominees for player rep to the community, we have a mod from the Madden Lab and a fairly well-known member of the community, goes by the name of Shutdown. Unfortunately, Shutdown will be working this evening, so won't be able to join us live on the show, but he was gracious enough to give us some time today, and so we have him now. We are recording this for the community to hear Shutdown give us some insight on, one, who he is, and then, two, why he would be a good nominee. So, Shutdown, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. So for people that don't know you, as we expect a lot of new listeners to be chiming in tonight as well, maybe give a quick Cliff Notes version of who is Shutdown in the Madden world.
Well, I guess the best way to say it is I'm relatively a newcomer to, I guess, winning the tournament, as I won my first major this past year. But there's a couple people I've known, well-known ballers I've known for several years. I've been underground, you know. I've been underage, haven't been able to go to tournaments, so I'm kind of just putting my name out there this year and hoping to continue to make some impact on the community.
Sounds good. Now, you currently are a moderator for the Madden Lab forums, that's correct?
Yes, it is.
And how did that happen? How did you get that assignment?
Well, it's kind of whenever I was coming up as a couple of years ago, about 16 or 17 years old, I made a decent impact at a challenge, and Gambino and Duke kind of came to me and said, hey, how would you like to come write an ebook for us? And so it just kind of started from there.
Sounds great. Now, the Federation has nominated 10 people, one of them are you, and the community will select 3 out of those 10 to be their mouthpiece, if you will, to communicate the players' concerns or questions or positions or suggestions, viewpoints, directly to the Federation, so that anyone involved in the Federation, there is a vehicle to hear straight from the players, straight from the community. Why do you think that's something that, one, you're interested in doing, and two, that you might be good at doing?
Well, I'm definitely interested because I'm a player, of course, and where I currently live, there's absolutely no local tournament. So I want to make sure that the tournaments I'm spending, decent amount of money and traveling many hours to go to are going to be, a good experience, decent money payout, and, just a good tournament. And I think one of the reasons I'll be good for it is I think I have great leadership, and I take pride. I want to make sure that the Madden community takes off and that not only the tournament promoters, but the players are able to reach a level that I think some people only dream about. They may not even realize how big this thing can actually become. So I want to make sure the players, we get in there and I represent them, and I, just try to make it as well known our thoughts about what we want the tournaments to be like, payouts, experience, everything like that.
That sounds great. My final question would be, if in a situation where you have a feeling about something, but the community has a different feeling about something. How will you reconcile that if you're a player rep and your job is to communicate to the Federation, but you disagree with what the community is saying? How would you handle that?
I think I have to bring both sides of the table and say, you know, the community, most of the community majority really wants or feels this way. But I also have to bring up to the point that, you know, personally, I think this would be better for the community, or my opinion is, you know, such on a topic. I think I have to bring both sides and try not to think the players want to hear, but I'd have to, you know, present it both ways and at least give them their voice to the Madden Federation.
Sounds great. Sounds great. All right. Anything else you want to add?
I mean, I think one thing that's important to take off is we need to start incorporating more kind of online stuff, because the truth is, even though, you know, a couple guys in the community, you know, you get out there, you win some tournaments, I think some people forget where they came from. And the fact is, most of us, you know, started off as some online guys and slowly became interested in tournaments. And so I think bringing in the new era, because the guys playing online now, the younger kids, are going to be the ones for the future. You know, so I think we need to take deep consideration into how we can involve those guys and make them go out and go to tournaments and increase turnout.
Sounds good. All right. Well, clearly you put some thought into this, and we appreciate it. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to allow us to record this interview. And the best I can say to you is good luck. Good luck. As the polls will be open tonight at the conclusion of the Madden Voice. So, Shutdown, thanks for coming on the Madden Voice.
All right, thank you a lot for having me on the show tonight.
All right. All right, we're back live. That was Shutdown, pre-recorded interview done earlier today. And so right now, to recap, we've heard from 5 of the 10 nominees, so we're halfway through going through the nominees. We've heard from Bad News, Young Fella, Problem, Drama, and now Shutdown. And some of the candidates are still on the line as we speak. If there's a question that comes through, you can certainly instant message me a question, EAFL Commissioner. You can send me a Twitter. We are on Twitter right now on the Madden Voice. And if you're not following the Madden Voice, what's wrong with you? Go on right now and follow the Madden Voice. We're looking to get up to 1,000, and we're not anywhere close. So make that happen. Help us out. Get us up to 1,000, and something real special is going to happen when we hit that 1,000 on Twitter. And certainly you can call in at 347-838-9525. The only reason that we're doing a show tonight is to hear from all 10 of the players' reps. And then polls will be open at the conclusion of the show, but certainly no later than tomorrow morning. And you'll be able to, and the polls will be open for a while, because we want to make sure that the vote is clear and definitive. All right, going back to the phones, we have a caller from a 502 area code. 502, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up?
What's
Hello?
Going on? Yes.
What's Kamish?
Ah, C2C Kamish.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm just listening.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Good.
Yeah,
good
I just I just like to say, like, my boy, Bad News and Drama. I hope they could get the nod, because they're some real cool dudes. So hopefully everybody could put their name in consideration, especially Bad News, because he up and coming, he hungry. He's trying to get this Drama. The first time I met him at, it seemed that he had a lot of potential. So hopefully he could get this too.
Okay, all right. Nice support for Bad News and for Drama, and
hey, Pete.
You know, it's always good to hear from you. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask Drama. Are you there? I'd like to ask Drama a quick question.
Let's see if we still have Drama. Drama. All right, I think we lost Drama. So
is Bad News still on the phone?
Bad News is. Let's see. Going through the numbers. Yes, he is. Let's see if he can talk. Bad News,
Bad
can
news.
You talk, or?
Hold on. Let me get from my desk right quick. What's up?
All right, I have a hypothetical question for you.
All right.
Let's say, you know, GTP gets together early on in the season this year, and, you know, you guys are doing your long-hour lab sessions together, getting ready for, you know, the first big tournament or first big challenge or whatever, and you guys stumble across pretty big glitch that gives you guys a pretty good advantage coming to that first major, you know, Madden Federation tournament. If you are a player's rep reporting to the Madden Federation, what do you do with that information? Do you, you know, hang on to that information, or, you know, do you bring that to the Madden Federation's attention, which may get that, you know, glitch or whatever banned from that tournament?
Well, personally, I would have to say, even though I might not want to give it to the Federation due to the fact that I have an advantage, I will have to, because what you guys are doing is trying to make the Madden community more better, which is eliminating, like, gambling, glitches. Pretty much, I think that's really the whole point of Madden 2010, to try to limit that type of stuff. So even though it may help me out, honestly, I will have to give it to somebody like Bobby or anybody else. I can use the example back in the day before I was even in GTP when Dynasty found a glitch, I believe, in 08. And if he would have kept it to himself, he probably wouldn't want to city, but he had to give it to Bobby. So I'll use his example there, and just I will have to let people know.
Okay. Thanks for answering.
No problem.
All right. Good answer. We're going to go ahead and let him get back to work and mute him. And let's see. Let me go back to the line. Let's see. Do we still have young fella? Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay. And let me go back to Problem. You still there? Mr. Wright, Problem.
What's up? Sorry.
Okay. Got a quick question for you two guys since you're still on. And this is from one of the new friends to the Madden community, Emma from the 10k.com, also known as Demolition, has sent a message, and I think it's a pretty good question. Her question is, what experience do you guys have representing entities or things other than yourselves in the Madden world?
Eric, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right, well, no, I think that's a good question. I mean, when I first came into Madden community, you know, Madden 03, I was 15, I was a young kid. I got picked up by Rob Nice. I don't know if a lot of the newcomers really know Rob Nice. He started out with Game Time Philly. He branched out and, you know, created the EBC. So I was just a member of the EBC at first. And then by Madden 2005, I guess the end of 2004, early 2005, Rob Nice, you know, he had a couple kids. He had other things going on in his life. He had to step away. So I kind of became the mouthpiece for the crew, as well as kind of the commissioner for the crew. You know, had all the correspondence with Bobby, Baller Brown, and all that. When they needed to know what was going on with the crew, who was coming out to tournaments and stuff, that all kind of funneled through me at an early age. I was only like 17 then. And, you know, now with the Horsemen, you know, we started out as the Four Horsemen. You know, we grew to the Five Horsemen. Now we're the Six Horsemen. Probably by next year, I don't know, maybe we'll be the 8 Horsemen, 9 Horsemen, 10 Horsemen, I don't know. But, I mean, I'm in a, you know, I play the commissioner role with that, you know. So I think that it's kind of evident how I'm able to control a large amount. Not, I wouldn't say control a large amount of people, because I don't think anybody controls anybody else. But just to, I guess, govern over and, you know, to bring together in I guess, a common mindset. I think that, you know, that exemplifies my experience probably in terms of Madden, in terms of leading people. Outside of Madden, I mean, that shouldn't even matter. But I mean, in terms of, as far as Madden goes, you know, that's where I'm at. So.
Okay. Problem.
Okay. Like Joey said, I started a couple years after him, actually. Out here playing in local terms by Reality and LABC. So. I was just a member of their crew, and then eventually I branched off, and I run my own crew out here, but just a little friends and stuff that play the game, and we go to local tournaments, and I guess I don't like to look at it as like being a leader or anything, but I guess you could, if you had to pick one person, it would probably be myself. And right now I'm currently with G-Code, and it's myself, Secret, House Shoe, and Jet, and I was running my own website last year for Madden, and I guess you could say that I made, I led that, me and Seeker, we ran it together, so, I don't know, other than that, that's pretty much it as far as Madden goes.
Okay, all right, good answers, guys, appreciate that. And, thanks again, Demolition, for the question, that was a good question.
Thanks, I'm gonna appreciate it.
All right, let me bring in another friend to the Madden Voice, guy I met out in at Players Bowl for the first time, and guy is actually local to me in Massachusetts, but a well-known guy in the tournament community. RG, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up, Commission? Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha. Can hear you fine.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, RG?
Chilling. I didn't really much have a question. I just had a suggestion, Commission, and how you guys are picking three representatives. I don't know everyone that's on the list, but I know it's a diverse list. And I was wondering, it would be cool if you picked three representatives from three different generations. I mean, you got, like, Big Game James and Young Fella out there, so you pick an old-school representative. You got, like, the Problems on there, so you pick a representative that's been an elite baller, been there, done that. And you pick a, I don't know, I'm on the phone. And you pick a new representative, like you shut down the Dramas, the Bad Newses, the people that are new to the community. That way you have a really diverse set of representatives covering all the grounds of all the people, the old school people knowing what the old school people want, the Problem, been there, done that. I mean, he's like a Jordan of the game. Obviously, he has great input he could bring in, and you get the new school input. So I don't know. I was just thinking of it, thought I'd throw that suggestion out there, see what everyone else thinks.
Hey, you know, RG, that's a great suggestion, and I can assure you that as we sat down and looked at this to try to figure out what would make a lot of sense, we also had a lot of concerns about regions, you know, and are we covering, you know, the Northeast, the Southeast, the West Coast. So, you know, that was a consideration when we looked at nominations. And so at the end of the day, while that's a great suggestion and people can take that into consideration, I think we came to the conclusion that if we come up with names that encompass everything you just said, you know, we've got, you know, the old school, we've got new school, hot shot, and we've got brand new school, like just got on the scene and making waves, and you know, we cover kind of multiple categories, and then leave it up to the community and say, okay, guys, you know, no matter what you're looking for, you'll find it on this player's rep. So now we leave it in your hands to decide what are going to be the three people that are going to be, you know, kind of in direct contact. Now, you know, just to clarify, that doesn't mean that's it. It's just those three. Their job is going to be to reach out to everyone out there and to bring the message back. You know, they're going to be the channel or the funnel, if you will, of information back and forth. So,
oh, yeah, of course. I was just saying it because it would be, like, I guess, easier. Say you got an old-school baller that is not new on the scene but's been on the scene and doesn't really know how to talk to a Drama or somebody. He'd be able to communicate with a Trunzo or a Big Game with no issue, and same with the new guys, vice versa. You know what I mean? I thought it would make things really easy and make it really diverse, but I know you guys are on top of everything, so I'd just throw it out there. See you guys.
No, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. Appreciate the suggestion, and you know, you're always welcome to come on the show. You know, you're a great guest and a good guy. So, hey, man, any suggestions you have, we're willing to listen to.
Appreciate it, T. Likewise.
All right. Thanks a lot, RG.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and mute some people back, and we are then going to go to you know, another well-known member of the Madden community. You've seen him on TV, and been a staunch supporter of the Madden Voice, and you know, arguably one of the better ballers out there for Madden 09, and a candidate for from the Midwest, a candidate for players rep. We now have Cornstar. Cornstar, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, it was good.
You the man, brother. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, good to be here on the show. Good to be a nominee.
All right. Absolutely. Okay. So just to be fair, you know, we know that everybody knows who you are, just as I said that to Problem and such. But, you know, take a minute for the new guys that may not know who you are. You know, who is Cornstar?
Well, my name is Patrick Shaw. You know, I'm Madden, alias, whatever. Cornstar, K-Star, Ollie Quick. I've been, you know, 22 years old, and as far as Madden goes, you know, I've been on the scene since, you know, middle of, like, late man or seven or whatever, when I kind of just jumped in towards the majors when they started getting players, well, Mega Bowl and all that stuff. And, you know, I've had a great deal of success since I've been on the scene. And as far as me personally, I kind of seem like, see, I can almost like a cross blend of new generation and a little bit older, just because, you know, I was around during the tournament scene, kind of, you know, during 07 or whatever, and I saw, you know, how the PS2 community was and, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, like I said, I've been around for, it's about, you know, fourth year or whatever, playing competitively. Before I even jumped in the tournament scene, though, you know, I used to actually be a part of this Madden Sim site called Madden Mania, which is a really well-known Madden site. I played Simball, as they call it, since, like, 2004, and, you know, was champ there for a long time. And so I pretty much have played and been involved in every single kind of tournament that you can imagine, Sim, you know, Freestyle, you know, whatever the case may be. I've been around in all different aspects of Madden and, you know, the Madden world.
Okay. And what do you think, you know, with all of your seasoning experience, you know, you played on virtually, you know, very similar to Problem's resume. You've played on virtually every notable stage out there, the bus, Madden, you know, EA Challenge, et cetera, et cetera. What is it, you know, why you? Why Cornstar as a player's rep?
I think with the players committee and the representees and all that other stuff, I think it's very important for the Madden players to have someone like outgoing and not afraid to speak their mind on, you know, how they feel and where the tournament direction should head and all that other stuff. You know, I've done, personally, I think I'm the first one to even start doing that. You know, this year I kind of got into it with a well-known tournament director on the East Coast about what I personally thought would bring in better numbers and larger turnouts. And, you know, I was the first one to kind of do it. There was a bunch of people who had talked to me out there who said, oh, this is only being, you know, this is only what's being paid out. There could be more people there if so-and-so happened. And, you know, I was the first one to kind of speak on it. Other people were kind of like having the, like, you know, the rumblings and saying it kind of behind the scenes, but I kind of brought it to the forefront and kind of try to push for change and kind of do it in a constructive manner, you know, to better determine the scene rather than, like, you know, just flat out, you know, just attack a promoter or whatever, you know. I mean, I've been trying to help the scene since I've been around. And I think another thing is, I think, like, we need people kind of Madden figures, so to speak. Like, you know, Big Game James, Problem. You know, those are people I consider to be a Madden figure. You know, guys who've had great success and, you know, I don't really speak their mind, and I consider, you know, myself to be on that same kind of level. And I think that's what people need. You know, someone to represent them and, you know, not be afraid to speak their mind no matter, you know, what the repercussions could be had.
Okay, all right. And I'll ask you the same question that Demolition asked, and I think you guys know each other. I think you've run into each other once or twice. Not totally sure, but I think you guys may know each other. But she asked a good question about just, you know, a situation where in the Madden world, where you've promoted something other than yourselves. And kind of the part two to that question, you know, or what have you already done to push the Madden world ahead?
Well, again, I think kind of goes to show you that with me going out there and putting myself on a limb and making myself kind of look bad in front of other players about, you know, how to better the tournament scene, you know, I kind of got into it with NJ Rod, who is a great tournament director. I've always respected him well for him. But I kind of put my own ideas up there because I know a lot of ballers felt that way. And so I kind of felt like I was speaking for them and being that kind of figure because I'm, you know, well-known or whatever in the scene. And, you know, my opinion, I would consider it to be pretty respected. And I couldn't put myself out there and, you know, I would do it time and time again, you know, at the mercy of everyone else, you know, to get the point across. And I mean, I don't know, like even now, for instance, I'm the EMB's veteran leader. You know, I'm kind of helping everyone in the crew, whatever, get better and establish themselves as great ballers and kind of just pushing our crew forward and kind of managing with it with, you know, great ideas and making sure they actually are carried out rather than just being talked about.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Okay. Any other, you know, any other comments or anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to really put anyone other than my candidates, you know, any other candidates on blast. I think everyone kind of deserves to be on it. But I just think the community needs someone, kind of like I said, a Madden figure rather than, you know, someone who's kind of new at the scene, because at the end of the day, you need someone who's outgoing, kind of, you know, aggressive and willing to push the ideas of players up there in the forefront rather than be, like I said, I'd much rather have someone out there willing to fight for me rather than having, like, a soft-spoken nice guy who might just nod their head and agree with everyone else, what everyone else is saying, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about it. I think I'd be a great, you know, player representee. And as, you know, with other people, you know, who have been nominated and have made it thus far. And like I said, just how I feel, I think that we need a Madden figure to be on that list, and we need them to make sure that they, you know, are aggressive and willing to make stuff happen rather than just talk about it and sit on their hands.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Hey, Cornstar, great words again. We are down to four nominees left, but appreciate your thoughts and your comments. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute, and if we get some questions directed to you.
That's your question.
I'm sorry?
Nah, my bad. I'm sorry. I'll go ahead. I was talking for a
while. That's okay. If we get any questions for you or the group, then I'll certainly bring you right back on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so just to recap, we are 1 hour into the show. We will go up to 11 o'clock. Doesn't mean we necessarily have to go to 11, but we'll go to 11 or until we're done. And we've gone through six nominees. We've started with Bad News, and then we've had Young Fella, Problem, Drama, Shutdown, pre-recorded, and just Cornstar on. And they've all made very persuasive arguments. Who are you going to vote for? And that's a rhetorical, you don't have to tell me, but good all the way around discussions on why. And you know, it's okay to make comments. We certainly don't want to throw flames, and that's not what he did. But it's okay to say, I think I'd be better than maybe, you know, such and such individual because this is what I bring to the table. That's what campaigning is all about, and we want the community to hear directly before they make a choice and not just rely on reputation, although reputation is important, but also to hear words from the candidate's mouth, and that's what we're here for today. All right, let me go to the phones now because I don't have everybody's number, so I do have to kind of randomly go through here. 626 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
This is Problem still. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that problem. My bad.
No, it's cool.
See what happens when, you know, I haven't had him on before, so I got to get used to his number. Okay. That's Manny. Okay. We're going to go to a Skype caller. Skype caller, welcome to the Madden Voice. If you are on Skype, you are on the Madden Voice. Okay. You are no longer on the Madden Voice. Goodbye, Skype caller. 856 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice. 856, you are on live on the Madden Voice. Okay, last chance. All right. 347-838-9525 if you want to be heard. Live on the Madden Voice, give a call in. Email, no email, instant message at EAFL Commissioner. Check us out on Twitter. That is The Madden Voice, and I am monitoring it as we speak. I also want to give a quick shout-out to Operation Sports, as I see that they have announced our show via Twitter on Operation Sports. They're also a great, great website, and we've made some really good friends over there. So I just want to give a shout-out to Operation Sports. We appreciate that. Want to thank Demolition for her question, and she's also on Twitter promoting the Madden Voice. So we appreciate that from Demolition, who's with the10k.com. Nice person, met her at Players Bowl, good people. And
don't forget to follow Madden Federation on Twitter with Madden Fed.
Madden Fed. Don't forget to follow Madden Fed. That is the Madden Federation on Twitter as well. And, you know, as I always try to do, shout out to Gambino, who's on the call, and his partner Duke from the Madden Lab. And how can they follow the Madden Lab on Twitter, Gambino?
You can follow Gambino 216.
Gambino216, follow him, and that's how you follow the Madden.
I
want
to get to 1,002. I think I'm at like 850, so hit the
follow
button.
Yeah, He gonna get there. So all you guys that are following Madden Lab, just come on over and follow Madden Voice. So I can get there quick too.
There you go.
Want to thank OT Overtime. Gave a quick direct tweet to the Madden Voice, and is backing RG's idea on kind of the multi-level players rep, old school, tournament tested kind of a newer school guy and brand new to the community. So got your tweet. Appreciate that. And hey guys, you know, we're just trying to embrace modern technology, and right now Twitter is one of the hottest. Actually, I read somewhere earlier it is the fastest growing social networking site out there. I don't know if that's a fact or an opinion, but I read it on one of the sites, and so we're trying to embrace new, modern technology with Twitter. So check us out on the Madden Voice at Twitter. All right, let's see. Going back to the phones now, we are going to go to 845-596. Welcome to the Madden Voice. 845-596. Welcome to the Madden Voice. Going once. Going twice. We got live side people out there today, but that's okay. That's all right. Not everybody wants to be heard, and that's all right. But you know what? If you call a Madden Voice, this is your show. We're going to try to get you on. 540. Welcome to the Madden Voice. Area code 540. You are live on the Madden Voice. All right. Let's see. That's four shy people in a row. Will we get to 5240? Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mad Dog. I'm a 50-year-old player.
And your name is Mad Dog?
No, Bad Dog. I'm Bad 47 Old Dog.
Bad 47 Old Dog. 50-year-old Matt. You know, God bless you. God bless you, man. I respect that.
I'm actually 53 years old. I want to talk to the young blood, Bad News.
All right. Man, everybody want to talk to Bad News, and brother, Bad News is working. Let me see if I can get him, but hang tight, hang tight. Let me see if we can get Bad News. All right. Hey, Bad News, you popular. You at work. Can you talk or not?
Nah, it's cool. I just got out, so I'm open. So.
Okay, good, good. All right. Well, someone requested you. Bad Dog, we have Bad News.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm a 53-year-old gamer, and my question for you is real quick. I've been playing Madden since way, way back, and I'm getting old and crusty, and I can't play the game the way I used to. My question to you is, what do you like better playing, online, or do you rather play face-to-face?
I'd rather play face-to-face.
Why is that?
Due to the fact online nowadays, it has a lot of glitches. Not saying that everybody is, but most of the time I just don't feel like dealing with that. Even though I do play online if I happen to get on Bring It or Gamer Saloon or something like that. But face-to-face is a lot more better, in my opinion.
All right, so if you had to practice, would you rather practice online against certain guys, certain plays, or would you rather play against a computer?
And face-to-face. Face-to-face is better in general as far as anything, in my approval, whether it be labbing, playing for cash, or just playing in general. Because, like I said, the online, you have to deal with a lot more complications than face-to-face.
All right, my last question is, I'm from D.C., and my question is, what city do you like to travel to that you like to
travel to? I don't know if it was me or you, but you broke up that last part. I couldn't hear you.
I'm from Washington, D.C., and my question is, what city do you like to travel to and play against, what group of guys?
What city? I have to say... Well, let me say, Philly, myself, but the funnest place I went to this year was ATL, a couple of guys down there I had a lot of fun playing against.
Well, my opinion is I think the boys in Philly definitely play a lot harder because most of the guys I see come down to Philly and played in Baltimore and stuff, so that's just my
opinion. Oh, yeah, we are some of the best players in the world out here, including Dynasty, who's the top dude right now, so...
I don't know. I'd have to give my props to my man E-Love because he got some serious game when he decides to play.
Oh, yeah, that's, oh, I didn't know you know. Oh, yeah, that's my homeboy. He, matter of fact, he was the first dude who taught me how to rocket catch here, so.
That's the man there. But also, I'd like to give a shout out to my boy, Jay Rosa. Hopefully you're still alive, son.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, man, you know, glad that, you know, it's I love when we get someone on the show that's actually older than me. Doesn't happen often, so you're welcome.
I met you in Baltimore.
Nah, not me, but that's okay. I've been to Baltimore. you might have met Coach K. A lot of people think Coach K and I are one and the same, but we're not. Coach K is part of the EAFL and also gets out there, reps the Madden voice, and could have been Coach K. I have not been to Baltimore yet, but hopefully this year I'll be out there a little bit more. But hey, appreciate you coming on the show and asking some questions.
All right, young boys, keep killing them.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, and I've just muted your bad news, but thanks. At least I know you're off the clock now, so I ain't got to worry about getting your boss all mad. And moving down the line, we have 757. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's up, man? This is Assassin from VA.
And who am I speaking to?
Assassin from VA.
Assassin, all right. Man, I like that name, Assassin. I gotta give me a cool name like that, man. Assassin. Yeah. You think it's too late for me? Everybody knows me as EAFL Commish or Commish T. You know, man. I mean, I want a name like that, Assassin.
Thanks.
I guess I. Was that?
I said thanks.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I just want to come by. So I think it's a great idea what y'all are doing for the Madden community with the Madden Federation representatives and everything. I just came out and show some love to my boy Bad News. I feel like he'd be a great representative and everything. He's been helping me out a lot, even though he went out in the same crew and everything. He motivates me a lot, so I feel that he's a great representative. I'm not taking anything away from anybody else. I feel like they can do the same thing.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's what the show is for. I mean, we certainly, you know, anybody wants to call in and show some love for a candidate and take a quick second to just, you know, promote a candidate, feel free to do it. This is democracy at its best, so no problem with that. And Assassin, we appreciate you calling into the show. Now, do you know about the LAB Productions?
Yeah, that's my boy Biz. Yeah, we're in the same crew.
Okay, cool. Just making sure, man, trying to make some connections. When I hear VA, man, I'm thinking about my man LAB, Manny, and Biz out there doing it big. So, all right. Hey, Assassin, we appreciate you calling into the show.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care. All right. 609 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up?
What's going on? Who am I speaking to?
Little man.
Hot newcomer onto the scene. Pretty soon we're not going to be able to say newcomer anymore because pretty soon you're going to be an old head like everybody else. But for Madden 09, newcomer, took the scene by storm and has done a great job and has quickly turned into kind of a little mini ambassador to the community. You know, you went from this guy that people was like, who is this guy, to this guy like, oh, okay, little man. Yeah, little man's all right, you know.
Yeah. Can't wait for Madden 10.
Madden 10 is coming out. We're less than 2 months away. So do you have any thoughts on the Federation and the players reps?
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Bad News. Without him, there wouldn't be no me. He did everything for me. So I just want to give a shout-out to Bad News. Man, I think he will be a good candidate. And, you know, he's just been did a lot of things for me, so. That's
why
that's
what
my
vocals
too.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Yeah. All right.
Where can you vote, though?
Well, that's a very good question. We're going to have the polls will be posted on the Madden Lab. And, Gambino, can you tell people, give an idea on when the polls will be up on the Madden Lab?
The polls will be up the second the show is over. I actually have the post all ready to go. It's just invisible right now. But as soon as this show is done, it will be opened up. And, you know, one thing that I do want to mention about this is, you know, don't get any crazy ideas with this voting. Okay, keep it real. One vote per person. I'm going to be checking IPs. If there's any shady business going on, it will be exposed. So just, you know, keep it all on the up and up.
Okay, all right. And I will say this, and Gambino doesn't even know this yet because I was going to try to connect with him after the show, if time permitted, or first thing in the morning. You know, Bobby Storm and I had a quick conversation earlier about voting, and we want to the Federation is going to try to connect real quickly to see if there are additional mechanisms, you know, so that no one is excluded from voting. And certainly right now the place to go to vote will be the Mad Lab forums, but there could be people that, you know, for whatever reason aren't able to get there, and we want to make sure that everybody is heard. And so we are in talks as we speak on, you know, is there another place we want to put a poll up? Do we want to take advantage of the multimedia social networking aspects, or is there another way to do it? In addition to, but right now the main spot for people to go is going to be the Madden Lab. But we're going to have, you know, me, Bobby, and Gambino going to put our heads together and just make sure that
one thing,
everybody,
you know, if you
want to
be heard,
can vote.
If you want to be heard tonight and you can't vote for whatever reason, you can email me at admin@themaddenlab.com, and your voice will be heard. You know, I do want to put that out there for the few people that can't get to the site tonight.
All right, that'll certainly be helpful. We appreciate that, Gambino. Always willing to be flexible and to help out. That's my man, Gambino. Appreciate that. All right, little man. Any other questions or comments?
Well, I was gonna say, can I vote for two people? Because I was gonna vote for a young fella too.
One
vote.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually a good question, because if we're picking three, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess everyone gets one vote. You pick your one person. I never, you know, and that was one thing I never even considered. I was thinking everybody would actually get three, would pick three, and then the top three, because we're getting three. But no, I guess that would make sense. Everyone picks one, and then the top three vote getters win. All right,
yeah,
that makes sense. All right, had to talk that through. You know, had to talk that through. All right. Cool. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. I appreciate Little Man coming on. He's been a good supporter of the show. Appreciate that. And it is 1017. If you want to call in, 347-838-9525. And I am also on America Online as we speak, and more than willing to take your question. And I got another good question, so we're gonna get some more questions in. But I want to at least make sure that everyone gets to be heard at least one time. And let's go to the next caller, and this is 440 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
This is GMC. I'm good. This is B-Tub. How you? Just make sure everybody's feeling good today. Tonight, actually.
I'm calling in.
That's what's up, man. This is your boy B-Tub. I got nominated, so I'm just calling, you know, to shout out everybody, appreciate everything, you know. Let you know why I'd be a good candidate, man.
All right, well, let's do it. Well, first of all, tell everybody who B-Tep is. Who is B-Tep?
B-Tep is your boy. Everybody knows me. If you're on the Madden Lab, okay, not everybody, but if you're on the Madden Lab, you know B-Tep, all right? I've been to a bajillion tournaments. Everybody at the tournaments, we always have fun, you know, I'm always joking. So, I mean, everybody in the tournament scene knows me. Everybody on the lab knows me. The only people that might not would be people in, like, the leagues, the online leagues. But, I mean, if the people in the online leagues, like the AFL, they're on the lab, so then they should know B-Tep. But B-Tep is just, I mean, I've been balling for a long time. Got into it about Madden 02, 03, about there. Just playing just around here, you know, local games. I went to my first Madden, and I believe it was the 05 Madden. It was when Ray Lewis was on the cover. That was a lot of fun. And then I came back the next year. I think James won that year. And I was just a straight sim baller back then. Like, I didn't have no glitches, no nothing. I just –
to just straight sim back then, and then started getting serious about Madden, late Madden 06 and Madden 07, and then I started getting serious, and then I started traveling all over the different tournaments. So, I mean, I've been all over the Midwest. I haven't been to New York before, you know, and lately this year, I've had the most success just because every year I try to get better and better and, you know, understand what I need to do to make my game better next year. I mean, the game always changes, but basically your mindset and your skill set should always increase. You know what I mean? Like, as far as what you know, how to read players, things like that. So, pretty much I made a lot of Final 16, Final 8 in the Madden Challenge. I even won the first King of the Sticks this year in Sandusky, Ohio. A lot of people from the East Coast came out, people from the Midwest. I know, like, some people on this call were at the tournament and were on the show earlier, and I won that tournament. And then the first MC, I was in Chicago, then I went to Indy, then I went to I would have went, you know, to Philly and Baltimore, but I had to work. So then I went to New York. It was fun. I just mainly just wanted to chill in New York. I only went on the first day. I didn't go on the second day just because it was the first time ever in New York. So that was straight. But
did we lose you?
No, can you hear me?
Okay, there you go.
I said I always lab with everybody online. I'm not really on Gamer Saloon or Bring It that much. I mean, I have an account. I've played probably 29 or so games. I'm trying to remember what my record is. It's like 26 and 5 or something like that. So it's about 30 games or so. That was just on Gamer Saloon. I haven't got on Bring It or anything. But I'm looking next year to get more into, like, the play more on the Gamer Saloon, play more on the Bring It. Just see how the tournament scene is, see where I can make it. If you go on YouTube, actually, I'm sure a lot of people have seen the videos, like the Columbus Madden tournament videos with Big City, my man Paul. He always runs them. I always help Paul out with his tournaments, anything I could do. Got the videos up there. So, I mean, if you want to check it out, go to YouTube, you know, and just type in Columbus Madden tournament. And then you can see all the videos. My man Gambino let me know the other day that I was nominated. So my girl just left, so I wanted to jump on, you know. Holla at everybody.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got a quick question for you, and this also coming from, I'll tell you what, I can see why Demolition works for the 10K and covers events, because she's got some really good questions. So since you're next in line, you're going to get this question, but the Madden voice might have to see if we can bring in Demolition every once in a while, ask some questions, because I'll tell you, she's got some good ones. How about, what is your biggest fear? What do you think, if you accept this, what would your biggest fear or your biggest struggle you think might be as a player's rep?
My biggest fear would be to not be able to get a chance to talk to everybody, because outside of Madden, I play with all the free time, but I haven't been playing as much. You know, I haven't been jumping on, playing.
Are you there?
Hello?
B-Tap. All right. Yep.
Yeah,
lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
That's
gotcha.
Crazy. My phone
cell phone towers in Lima, Ohio?
Lima, Ohio lays down as far as the cell phone connections go. But anyway, it's like nothing but like corn out here. You know what I'm saying? There's like not a cell phone tower for like miles. I'm from close to Cleveland. I'm from Elyria. But I'm in Lima right now, you know, because like I said, outside of Madden, I got a lot of things going on. You know, I'm as far as like GMC goes, I'm one of the most successful associates as far as GMC goes in all of Ohio. So I'm constantly moving from store to store, just because on the whole supplement thing. Like, if anybody needs any supplement help, you can call me. We got deals out here. So,
okay.
But the biggest fear would be that I wouldn't be able to get a chance to talk to everybody, because as far as, like, enforcing rules, I've been doing that for the longest time. Whenever I go to local tournaments and they're running stuff stupid, you know what I mean, or they don't have any rules set up to where they, you know, like, they don't know all the glitches. So some players might have came and they knew the glitches. I always make sure that it's on, you know, it's exactly how the rules to make the game the fairest that are agreed by everyone are. You know, like, for example, the Madden Challenge rules, I usually would explain to person running the tournament, you know, this is the reason why we do this. This is the reason why we do this. And basically 100% of the time, you know, I can explain it to them well enough to where they'll be cool with it. So.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Good answer. All right. Hey, appreciate you coming on and spending a few minutes to explain why you would make a good players rep. And any final words?
Ohio, stand up.
All right. All right. B-Tep, appreciate the time, brother.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That was B-Tep, and that makes seven. We've had seven of the ten that you have heard right here on the Madden Voice. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-838-9525. Catch me on AOL at EAFL Commissioner, and catch me on Twitter. And I want to shout out to a new follower, I guess, if you will. But a comment that we have on Twitter, a nice lady goes by the name of Seepwin, and her comment is, it was cool listening to the 50-year-old caller. I'm a 47-year-old female, and this might be my second year getting Madden. Got to get you in the EAFL, you know. I'm looking for a woman to come into the EAFL and make some noise. So catch me, send me a direct tweet, and let's talk. But, you know, the EAFL is open to everybody, even if you don't think you can play the game, but trying to learn, you can come in. We have minor leagues, so you can come into one of the minor leagues and get your game up and then hopefully make it into the major league.
And I can even, you know, back you up on that fact that, you know, even if you don't know how to play the game, because don't you play in your leagues too, Fish?
Ah! Yeah, and don't you play in one of my leagues too, Gambino? So, yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'll be the first one to say I'm definitely not one of the better players in the league, but I got a lot of heart, so, you know, I don't have a problem, man. These guys spake me up and down a Madden, virtual Madden field, but it's all good. It's all good. So, all right. Let's go back to the phones, and let's see. Yeah, checking the chat room out real quick. A lot of stuff going on in the chat room. And, all right, let's go back to the phones. And we are going to the next caller. And the next caller is 317 area code, 317, actually 317-698. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
How you guys doing? How's everybody tonight?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just got a question for Bad News.
All right. Bad News is a popular dude. All right. Bad News, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, man, Bad News, let me ask you a question, man. Did you go to, like, your email or something and blast email all your friends and say, hey, call this number tonight, man, call at me? Go ahead.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing with you. All right, 317, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Bad News, I've got a couple questions. How long have you been playing Madden?
2 years. Well, competitive, well, on the tournament scene, 2 years. Back in the day, I really wasn't active going to tournaments and stuff.
And when was the last time you played this year's game?
The last time I played this year's game? I think it was a little bit after Players Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was right after Players Bowl. I was playing a little bit on Saloon and get bring it.
All right, and what was the through your fucking nose?
What happened?
When was the last time you blew your nose? I can't understand a word you say. Can you back away from the microphone?
Hi.
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Get out of here, bro. Come on.
All right. He's all, whoever that is, he's all done.
You gotta love them haters, man. That's cool.
Yeah, you gotta love those haters, man. You know what?
If I wasn't getting hate on, I wouldn't feel good about myself, so.
Yeah,
Eh, it's all good, man. You know what? Hey, as NJ Rod said, if you're not, when you're being hated on, that's not necessarily a bad thing. That means people are taking note of what you're doing. So, hey, that's all right. I'm used to getting hate on, but you know what? We come back harder every week. All right. Well, hey, thanks for being a good sport about that bad news.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Guys, you know, that's kind of heartless, man, call in and, you know, act like you have a serious question and then talking junk. You know, you just save that, save the noise. You're going to ask, you got a serious question, ask it. You ain't got a serious question, then don't even waste my time. Serious. Freaking cast, man. Want to be thugs behind the phone, man. That's just ridiculous. All right, let's move on. 443 area code. I know who this is. This is Big Game. Big Game James.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good to hear from you, brother. Glad you could make it.
Yeah, I was watching the movie with the missus. My apologies.
Oh, no problem, man. Hey, man, priorities. I mean,
you got to prioritize.
Yeah, man, there are some things Madden cannot do for you, so we understand. So, Big Game, you are a nominee for Players Association, for Players Rep, and you've been around the scene for quite a while, so, but again, we are always recognizing that there are people that are new on the scene that don't know everybody. So take a minute and tell everybody who is Big Game.
Well, Big Game James, been doing this since about 03. Just been around, you know, helping tournament directors, winning tournaments, won a Madden Challenge before, won Nationals, and just like playing the game and meeting people and all that good stuff.
Okay. All right. And explain to everybody why you feel like you would be a good players rep.
Well, I'm going to keep it like real simple. It's just like basically I know, 95% of the community. I'm real accessible. You know, I kind of know what everybody wants, what everybody complains about, just trying to get that out there so we can have the best game possible. Because, it's nothing worse than last year when the game come out and everybody just finds one thing and abuses it and everybody hates the game, which is why it's dead now. Like normally the game isn't dead quite yet. But now, like, in late, early May, the game was done with. We're nobody playing Madden no more. So, we're trying to get those days behind us so we can play this game all year round.
All right. That sounds good. And what do you think would be a struggle or something that you would have to face as a player's rep?
Well, the only struggle I can see probably is getting everyone's opinion. Because, everyone doesn't have the same opinion. So talking to everybody would probably be the hardest thing. But other than that, I don't see any real issues that I would have, doing the job.
Okay. All right. Any other comments or anything that you think would be helpful as people have to make what's going to be a very tough decision?
Can you say it one more time? My phone went out.
I said, any other comments or anything you want to add as people are going to have to make? We have 10 real good candidates, and to narrow that down to 3. Anything else you can add that would help people make that final choice?
Well, kind of like some folks are saying on the message board, don't make it a popularity contest. Just, vote for who you think will do the job right. Vote for people you respect. And, just make sure we get the best people in there for the job so we can get this ball rolling.
All right. Sounds good. All right, man. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to taking care of your lady.
Man, the movie's over. I'm here now. Damn.
Oh, the movie's over. All right. Well, then we keep you on then. All right. Well, then I'm gonna keep you on. Yes. Oh, I thought somebody called me. All right. I'm going to keep you on. I'm going to mute you, but I'm going to keep you on in case there's questions, and I'll bring you back on.
All right.
Appreciate that. All right. All right. 502. Welcome to the Madden Boys.
Nice commission. I'm still listening. Just still listening.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. And next candidate, number 9, calling into the show, made his first call. Well, no, it wasn't really his first call, but called into the show Tuesday night as well, and is back on the show tonight. Another very well-known Madden baller, Madden competitor, and, welcome to the show. We now have Truth on the show.
Yo. What's the deal? All right. Let's just start this off. This whole making speeches and stuff, I'm not gonna do that. All right, there's no speeches. I believe that it should just be picked the way that it is. No popularity, none of that stuff. So me sitting here running down my credentials and I'm the man, pick me, I'm from Ohio, I go to tournaments. No, okay. You should just pick, like, what you feel. I just feel that there's some names on there that shouldn't be on there. And, I mean, like Big Game James said, just don't pick favorites. So I'm not going to go on here. I was just calling in because drama was kind of stepping out of line. So if he was on here, I was just going to deal with him. So.
Well, you know, and I got to say what you're saying, Truth, because certainly that's not something we've ever seen you do with self-promoting or anything like that. I mean, you're one of the most quiet, humble guys.
Let me explain this.
Go ahead,
self-marketing,
man.
Self-promoting, blah, 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 that's all cool. I'm doing it for a cause, bringit.com, blah, blah, blah. But as far as taking it, players, reps, if you have to sit here on the radio and make a speech and convince people, then you're already out of the race, in my eyes. Like if you have to sit up here, I got to tell people, like, young fella, I'm good at that, and pick me, then, like, you shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even be in the conversation. I'm not saying everyone that made a speech shouldn't be in it, because there are people that made speeches that should be in there, but I just don't believe that this isn't politics, this is the Madden Federation. I feel that people should just know who they want to pick. I mean,
but aren't you assuming that everybody knows everybody? And I think that's not necessarily true. I think we're opening that there's a lot of people that don't know. I mean, you're very well known, and I respect that. But someone like a drama, or there are people that may not be well known, and there's a whole new world of Madden players out there that may not even know Truth. You know, and so the idea behind this was democracy. And just as, you know, just as we have our elected officials that get up there and say, I'm going to represent you, and here's why you want to pick me, Barack Obama, instead of John McCain, you know, the idea was a positive one, not so much to have anybody get on a soapbox and down other people or down their competitors. I think all 10 of you are strong and sharp, and I'd be happy with any 3 out of the 10. But it was just more of a, hey, take a minute and get to know me. You may only know me by watching my YouTube videos or watching my Facebook videos. You may only know me from seeing me post on a message board. But now hear my voice, hear my passion. Here's why I think I might be able to do this well. And that was the spirit behind it.
Okay. I got you.
All right.
What can Brown do for the players?
To be honest, though, like, if people vote on Truth, and that's a bad idea. If people vote on Dan Brown, it's a good idea. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say. I mean, I know that I'd be able to deliver the whole crew tournament if people were involved with that. I mean, I pretty much got that all popping. So, I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to, like, maybe I came about it the wrong way, but at the same time, I just don't want to sit up here and just, you know, fluff up myself and, like, yo, pick me. But, I mean, it should speak for itself as far
as,
I mean, I've been involved with rules. I've got my field goal blocked. So, I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying? So.
Sure.
Hey, Dan, I have one quick question for you.
Go ahead.
On the forum, everybody's going to get one vote. Who are you going to be voting for?
Probably Problem. He deserves it the most. I don't feel like it's nothing against. I mean, maybe it looks like I'm picking on Drama, but he just is jumping out of the box right now. So, I mean, like, he's never made a final game. It's nothing personal. It's just, like, for someone like that to be one of the 3 reps. Like, he's never made a final game, he's never, so how, I mean, this is his first year in the tournament team. I'm not saying down the road he couldn't be a player rep, but Problem's been here since 05, he's won, blah, blah, blah. For example, he wasn't nominated, but my dude Dynasty, though, I don't understand why he isn't on here, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are the people that should be nominated because they're within the tournament team, those are the people that win the tournaments, those are the people that deserve that, you know what I mean? So.
Well, let me just in fairness, that is one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is, are these guys going to look at it with a fresh set of eyes? And so we wanted a cross-section of potential representatives. And if we just bring in the same old names, and no disrespect to anybody, I think the world of Dynasty. And, you know, he hasn't really been front. I mean, recently he's reemerged. The last couple months he's been busy, hasn't been around. And so we want a cross-section of people, not just people that everybody know that may already have preconceived notions, maybe not, we don't know. But, you know, experienced people like Big Game James, and then new people. What is wrong with, you know, again, I'll go to the big example that we have in the world, Barack Obama. You know, makes it to the office of president. I don't want to get into whether he's doing a good job or not, but he got there, and certainly far less experienced than John McCain. But
no, I'm not saying that drama shouldn't be involved. I'm not saying, but as far as the top three, though, like, yeah, he should be involved, new faces. But the thing is, though, is I just haven't, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
you have an opinion.
To answer your question, Gambino, my vote will go for Eric Veralde. Right, I'm not voting for myself. I'm voting for problems. So because I believe that he, as far as knows the games ins and out, a couple other people on the list know the games ins and out, have been through it. Blah blah blah. They know what it would take to run a tournament. They know how smooth it would take. Stuff like that. Like Big Game James is another great candidate. You know, He's been in it. He's, you know, known all the tournament scenes and stuff like that. He knows the rules. For someone to just jump on the scene in 2009, not win a tournament, and be the top three player rep, it just doesn't make sense to me. Maybe I'm wrong. It's not personal. I have no problem with drama. If he thinks it's personal, then that's fine. But,
all right. Well,
you know,
for the record, I don't want this to be necessarily a bashing session against
I
respect your opinion. I respect your opinion greatly, and I see where you're coming from, and you feel it should be three established tournament players, and that certainly is a plausible strategy to take, and there are people out there that may take that. I also think that sometimes you say, well, what about a newer guy or someone with lesser experience that may look at this through a different set of eyes than someone who's been around.
It's not necessarily a newer guy because, for example, Joe Flacco's new, but he's the first quarterback to ever go as far as he did as a rookie, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, though, is that if any rookie should be on here, like, just because I'm friends with him, this shouldn't be, it's not biased at all, it should be John McCaffrey. You know what I mean? He went to the finals as the first online challenge winner, stuff like that. But the thing is, though, is that what happens if there was a players association for the NFL and they put Jeremy Maclin on there from the Eagles? You know what I mean? Would that make sense? That's the way I'm saying. Like they'd have Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, stuff like that because they've been experienced. Go ahead.
I just want to say that the main point of this was for you to say why you would be a good rep, not to really spend this much time on why someone else wouldn't be a good rep. I respect your opinion, but I'd really rather focus in on what you can contribute and not so much on what someone else can't contribute. We're going to let the community decide. We're going to let the community select, and each person that votes is going to have their own individual criteria, but just out of fairness, someone has requested to just counter your arguments about drama. So out of fairness, I'm going to ask him
bring
to keep
him
it
off.
Brief because we're running short on time. I don't plan to go past 11 tonight, guys, because I'm kind of tired. Second show this week, but I do want to give NJ Rod a quick minute to just respond to Truth's comments.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Real quick. When we put this group together, and I think RG had the best words of the night, we wanted diversity. Right? We wanted people that are able to reflect different people in the community. And what we need to understand is if this community is to grow, you've got to have the new guys in. And one of the reasons that drama was brought up and guys like Bad News is those guys were young, and they were dealing with a lot of big-time names, EA champions and Madden Challenge winners, et cetera, et cetera. And these guys came in and they put themselves out there as far as leaders, spokesmen, et cetera, for the community. Now, I'm not saying that the tip of the iceberg or everything, but it's a start, and it's something that a lot of young guys don't want to do or don't have the gumption to do it. we need to encourage these young guys, the guys that are coming in, because this is the future of the community. This is what's going to make us grow, is the guys that are out, and they see a guy like Drama. So now he gets 8 or 9 guys that are similar to him, and they form the Brotherhood. That's 8 or 9 more traveling guys that we have now in the community. You know what I'm saying? So there's a place for everyone. I think we need to understand that there's a place for everyone. And another quick note. When you look into, like, this player rep thing is going into almost like management. It's not just a player, but you're doing a little bit more. You're going into, like, management. If you look at all the great management in the history of sports, you look at your Vince Lombardi's, you look at your, who just won the basketball championship of the Lakers? What's their coach? Phil, what's his name? Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah. If you look at some of the baseball teams, some of the great managers, Billy Martin or whatever, you know what you noticed? They're never the greatest players. The greatest players are never the best management. The only Hall of Fame player that I've ever seen win a championship as a coach is Mike Ditka. Otherwise, the greatest coaches, the Belichicks, the Vince Lombardi, the Tom, were average to below average guys that took themselves to the next level and were able to get into that management thing. So it's always about, there's room for the greatest players. There definitely is. But there's also room for guys that have great, fresh ideas and bring different things to the table. And like I said, when we go to management and we look at the history of management and professional sports, the greatest players from Babe Ruth on were never successful in management. It's always somebody else. So we need the combination of those superstars plus guys that are coming out, and we never know who's going to be the next superstar. That's one thing about Madden. It's unpredictable. So I just think that one thing that all the candidates had in common, they were about building up themselves rather than trying to tear down someone else. So I think that's what we need more of.
See, I think that I may have been misunderstood as far as tearing people down, and it probably did look like that I'm tearing Drama down, but I never said there wasn't a spot for him. I don't even know why it's all on Drama, but I mean, I guess that's the way I'm making it right now. But I mean, he, I guess, ran a crew or whatever, but the thing is, though, is that, I don't know, like, we're talking about management and stuff, and then we were trying to do that, the Coover Screw Tournament, and they couldn't manage all that other stuff. They couldn't even manage the crew and stuff. So I was just speaking my mind. I have no problem with Drama. There should be a spot for him. But
hey, I got a question for you, Truth, that came in instant message directly to you. It said, I'm wondering why he feels he should be a rep with the attitude he just came in with. He doesn't care enough to say a handful of words to promote himself. Then how do we know he'd promote the community?
You guys should just obviously see how I've promoted the community in the last couple of years. As far as I ran my own crew, I did a lot of work with Bobby as far as the Players Bowl goes. We did the whole thing with Bring It, also on the business side of it as well, so I know what goes into that type of stuff. So I understand where it looks like I just came out here and all I had was negative things to say as far as Drama and other people go, but I was just basically speaking my mind. So,
okay, all right, no problem. And we certainly welcome people to speak their mind. I think the tone of tonight was more to be, it was really more to, for you to, for, and you're one of the guys that when I think of self promoting, you're one of the first names that comes to my mind. So, and that was the spirit of tonight. Really was to be positive and promote yourself in kind of an election campaign, democratic way. Hey. Yeah, that's right. You know, we want to hear you say, pick me. I'd be good at this job, and here's why. And so that was the spirit of tonight. And, we respect you. You know that. We respect you and your opinions.
Yeah, but probably from what I'm hearing, though, probably everyone just took that the negative way. So that's cool if everyone's mad at me or whatever, but that's not the way that it was directed. So I kind of look like an asshole right now, but that's good, though.
Well, you recovered from that before, and I'm sure you'll recover from it again.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. So if you guys want to vote, then vote. So.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Truth, appreciate the time, man. I'm going to put you on mute, but we got about 15 minutes, so hang around. All right, and we also want to thank, I've just muted him, but want to thank NJ Rod for just coming in real quick, and he's also a member of the of the Madden Federation and just giving some more background. I had 330, if you're still out there and you want to get on real quick, I apologize I didn't get you on, but call back and I'll get you on. Last but certainly not least, last player rep and guy that I know really, really well, so I'm feeling a little awkward. Maybe Gambino can step in here and ask some questions of him so that I'm not, so it doesn't look like I'm playing favorites. But last player rep, you know him from the EAFL, you know him from the Madden voice, you know him from E3, you know him from the tournament scene, and he's known as Coach K. Coach K, welcome to the Madden voice.
Hey, what's going on, T? What's going on, Gambino, and everyone else on the line?
What's up, Kip?
All right. Hey, you know what? Before you go on, K, let me just get 330 back on real quick. They requested to be on, so real quick, 330, we got you back. Welcome to the Madden voice.
What's up?
What's going on?
I just have a few questions about the Federation as a whole. As far as I know, there is one rule in place, correct, which is no gambling at tournaments?
Well,
is there more that has been added?
There'll be a lot of rules in place. There are rules in place. What was announced was kind of a modification. In the past, there had been no limitations set on gambling, side betting, or any of that stuff. And so one of the first things that the Federation wanted to announce moving forward is that any Federation-sanctioned event would their gambling would be prohibited. But, you know, as much as this is a topic that we want to get into, right now, tonight is about the players' reps, so we're going to have to kind of defer. We had Tuesday night, and we spent 2 hours talking about the Federation. We'll do it again on another show, but right now I really want to stick focus to the players' reps. So do you have a question?
Okay, fair enough. About the players' reps, then, there's only one rule, you know, that the people voting are aware of. What exactly are you supposed to be voting for in a player rep? I feel like, the people, no disrespect to people on here campaigning, but I honestly don't believe they even know what they're campaigning for. Seems kind of stupid to be voting this early, you know, in the process.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your comments, and all I can say is if there's anyone who isn't clear what they're voting for, there is a thread right now. I think the thread has been fairly detailed to explain exactly what we're looking for, and questions can be posted, and anyone that's with the Federation will certainly jump in and clarify.
Is that posted on all Madden forums, or is that posted on a single Madden forum?
Currently, that is posted on the Madden Lab. We will, however, be spreading the word around on it. Well, not, I mean, when you say all, that's not going to happen. But
obviously,
definitely get
the major,
it.
Okay, fair enough. The major Madden forums.
Yeah, there will be on other Madden forums. Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess that's as good an answer as I'm going to get. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. Back to Coach K. Last but not least.
All right.
Who is Coach K, and why would you make a good players rep?
Well, basically, Coach K, I've been basically involved in EAFL since the beginning, but I've actually been going to, you know, like Madden Challenges, since late 04. So I've been going to those and any other tournaments that have been, you know, close by me or anyone that I can make that are, you know, pretty far. So I've been involved with the EAFL since the beginning, back in 05. You know, at first, just as a player, not that good of a player, but, you know, I appreciated how everyone in the league took me in, gave me tips to get better, so on and so forth, and, you know, I appreciated the relationship that I built in the league, and eventually I took it upon myself to kind of go ahead and promote the league and, you know, try to get other people into the league to play our style of ball, which was freestyle ball, and there weren't really that many freestyle leagues out there back in the day. They were basically all sim, and, you know, I just wanted other people to have, like, another, you know, give people the opportunity to see that there's another choice that they can make in the way that they wanted to play Madden in terms of leagues. So eventually, you know, I was asked to become a commish in the EFL. And, you know, then with that came, you know, working on other projects such as expanding the EFL to, you know, a second league, a minor league, and then three leagues, and, you know, to what it is now, where we're almost at 10 leagues. You've got NCAA leagues, you've got PS3 leagues, so on and so forth. Just another thing that, you know, also with all that growth, you know, we've had the other our guys in the league that also were also interested in going on the tournament team. And now, you know, in the past couple of years, we've also formed a crew to go to tournaments and, you know, see how we stack up against everyone else. And, you know, it's been a, you know, a pretty good experience so far. And now we're just, you know, looking to, you know, take it even further.
Okay. All right. Gambino, any questions for Coach K? Did I lose you, Bino? All right, may have lost Bino, so I guess I'm forced to ask questions of Coach K. Coach K, briefly, because we are running out of time, but why do you think you'd make a good players rep?
I think I would make a good players rep because basically at this point, whenever I go and I try to represent the league, I know that we also have, you know, the radio show, the Madden Voice, and, you know, going to spread the word about the show and the league, you know, we're also spreading the word about, you know, playing freestyle, playing tournament play, and exposing that to people that usually wouldn't see that every day. And one of the most important things that is necessary for the tournament scene to grow is to get new people. You know, it's fine. You know, we have a base, you know, that's very apparent that we saw in 09. Even though people were complaining about the game, you know, they had all these gripes, but we saw a resurgence of the tournament scene, which is very, very, very encouraging. I mean, we saw guys at Players Bowl saying that they couldn't wait to snap their Madden 09 disc, but, you know, that was one of the best Players Bowl ever. So that's very encouraging to see, you know, especially with, you know, Madden 10 coming out, and, you know, that's definitely going to be a better game. So that only, you know, bodes, you know, well for what's going to come up in the future. But like I said before, getting new people into new eyes on the scene is very important. As we could see other tournament scenes, like for other games, like Halo, Gears of War, you know, other games, you know, you see them covered on TV, you see them getting coverage like World Series of Poker and everything like that. And, you know, when I see that, you know, I always think to myself, you know, the Madden team should have that kind of exposure. How come people, you know, how come guys like Problem, Big G, Dynasty, Secret, I mean, the list goes on and on. How come these people aren't household names like the guys that are good at poker or any other of these Halo, you know, Halo? I mean, look, you got guys playing Halo on Dr. Pepper can. I mean, how come the tournament team can't be that big? So, I mean, that's, you know, that's just how I feel. I just feel like, you know, our tournament team deserves more shine than it actually gets. And, you know, if you ask anybody that, you know, I've been in contact with in the community, you know, crew leaders, you know, leaders of websites, you know, guys in the Madden Federation, internal organizers, you know, anybody that you've spoken to, you know, they've heard this speech from me, you know, many, many times before. But, you know, this is the reason why, you know, I'm involved in the league. This is the reason why, you know, I try to encourage other people to come to the tournaments, because I want people to enjoy Madden as much as I enjoy it. You know, I may not be the best in Madden. I know I'm not the best in Madden, but I want other people to enjoy it as much as I do, not to close themselves off from playing on a tournament team. So what I want is, you know, I want to make sure that we get new eyes on the team. We get those guys that are at home playing franchise, only playing online, to come out to the tournament team to play a higher level of Madden, you know, to get that full spectrum of Madden.
Okay.
So we can bring, yep.
Okay, we're down to about a minute, so I'm going to have to cut you there. All right, so we appreciate it. Clearly, there's a lot of passion in your heart, and certainly that came through. So we appreciate, you know, you explaining who you are and what you would bring to the table. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank Gambino for being on the call and chiming in. I want to thank NJ Rod for calling in, Manny from LAB Productions, and want to thank all of the players' reps for calling in. And certainly don't want to end this with any negativity. Appreciate Truth's position and opinion, and maybe there was a little disconnect there on where we were trying to go. But overall, we appreciate his thoughts and comments. Well-respected member. Appreciate everybody. Make sure you go out there and vote. There'll be a forum up on TML. We'll also look at other ways to get you involved. But vote today for your players' rep. Thanks, and enjoy your evening.